Hey folks, I'm Quinn Gauze, Denver Broncos linebacker number 49, and today I'm your special guest on Broncos TV. Today I'm going to be speaking with players on the team that were picked up as college free agents like myself. We want to give you insight and perspective on how the process works with free agents. Dora, you know, we're talking about guys that are free agents on this team that have worked their butt off to get here. What was it like on day three of the draft? When your name wasn't called, what happened after? What were you thinking?
I was real disappointed, you know, but, you know, it just gave me the mindset just to go harder, work harder, you know, fix the things that I need to be fixed.
It was like in college, you go from being that dude and then you go to a place and nobody knows your name, you know what I'm saying? Nobody even knows that you were actually a pretty good football player, but now you're just like a number and a jersey.
We joined the team as a free agent, and what was that process like?
I mean, it was a grind, you know, coming out of a small school like Holy Cross. You know, D1AA, you know, it's hard to kind of get looks out there, but, you know, I think at the end of the day, you know, it's what you expect. It's a grind. You have to come out here, you have to work hard, first in, last out. I mean, you have to do everything you can, showcase every single ability that you have to give yourself a shot to make the team.
Now, me and Kevin Snyder, we played football at Rutgers together, both linebackers, so this is my guy right here. As a free agent, like, yeah, you're traveling from state to state. You don't feel settled, you know. How does that feel?
It's straining, especially on if you have a lady friend or whoever it may be at home. It's straining because at any point you could be gone, and that's why they always say have a bag packed, you know, so you're ready to go, so you have the things ready. And I mean, like when this past season with Denver, I was sitting at home with a friend of mine on like a Monday or Tuesday night, and it was about 8 o'clock, and they called, and I was on a plane the next morning, and I'd let my girlfriend know that I might not see her for a few months.
So you played 4 years of basketball at UTEP,
yep,
correct?
Yep, that is correct.
And your fifth year of eligibility, you played football for the first time.
Yes.
So what was your experience like that 1 year in college playing football and then transitioning over to the NFL draft?
Oh, it was crazy. You know, coming from being a basketball player to a football player, two completely different sports, and then finding out, you know, this guy has a shot and having an opportunity, it was changing.
We both were on the Eagles at the same time last year. But you had a moment where things went bad for a second, and then you know, a couple months go by, and you get picked up by the Broncos. Tell me about that process.
I ended up tearing my hamstring the week before the first preseason game, so I went home and just rehabbed and tried to perfect my craft. And, you know, I just worked every day, not knowing if I was going to get a call or not. I really had to have faith in God. God was a big part of that. Just getting back to my regular life helped me, you know, remember why I'm doing it, you know, and remember why I love the game.
Who do I play for? Myself, my family, my peers, you know, my teammates, coaches, Broncos organization. What I plan on do? I plan on, you know, my goal is just to win the Super Bowl, of course. But, you know, just to do what I can to help the team win.
What are your goals for the 2017-2018 season?
Well, really, first, I play for my family. You know, I want them to be proud of what I've accomplished. I play for my girlfriend. I play because I want to be able to support her as best I can. And my goals for the 2017 season, I want to be able to make an impact.
You know, with this season under my belt, when I go on next season, I'm coming in, so, you know, I want to be an impact player. I want to go out there, I want to make plays, I want to produce, and I want to be a big contribution to this team's success, because this team's a great and outstanding team, and I want to be a part of that.
Well, there you have it, folks. Being a free agent is not easy. It's going to be tough at times. You have to travel from state to state, from team to team, but once you find that team that needs you, that you're on, and once you make that 53-man roster, a lot of great things will happen. This is Quinn Gauze, special guest reporter for Broncos TV.